Patrick Henry's birthplace. Has that been
identified? Yeah, well, that's another one of the spinoffs of Paul Green. Bill Shelton, mm-hmm. Patrick married Sarah Shelton. Bill Shelton, who died about 2 years ago, 10th generation Shelton in the same building. Going back to roughly between 1670 and 1700, that dwelling. We didn't go over that, did we?
No.
We're going to do that one day.
Yeah.
They've been doing some renovation over there since the Park Service got it. But when Bill was living, he was a nurseryman. He raised shrubbery and stuff. Boxwoods in particular. He just loads of boxwoods around that he planted. But Bill, I asked him one day when I was visiting him in 1990. I said, Bill, I've seen this historic marker here on 301 says that Patrick's birthplace is at Studley, but I've never been there. You know where it is? He said, yeah, I know where it is. I said, will you take me down there one day and show me? He said, well, it's on private property, which blew my mind. And I had to get permission for us to walk over to it. I thought, golly, the most famous citizen that I've ever come out of Hanover County, and his house had turned out to be at the end of a subdivision, and scheduled to have a home built on it, right over where the site was, the birthplace. So he got permission from the guy, and he and I went down one day. We went over to the site. It's a little mark over there. Can't see it from the road at all. But we could go out there one day. I said, you know, we got to do something about this. I had all the needs that Paul Green had,
yeah.
And I couldn't divert my attention from Paul Green at the expense of trying to do something. So I just had a separate fundraising effort. The guy charges $55,000 for the 2 acres that they sat on, which was at that time was pretty high.
Yeah.
But we raised the money and paid him off. While we were raising money for it, a farm of 68 acres next to it, joining it, went on the market. Well, what did he do? Well, you got another $700,000 challenge here. Paul Green paying for the $55,000 birthplace site. Here, this other thing. And this other thing was really neat. It was once the original part of the Henry property. In that old area, they probably owned 700 acres of land here. So I found two builders, subdivision builders. I went to them, I said, this is disgraceful. What can we do here? So there's a lengthy back and forth. Finally, they said, we'll buy the property from the farmer. And we will only build on half of it. We will give you the other half to go with your 2 acres. So we got a 34-acre site there now. There's also waiting for Carlton Abbott. We've had archaeological work. Mm-hmm. By the way, we were kind of distressed that VCU gave up their archaeology department. Was that a political thing?
I don't know.
I
know that there's demand for archaeology amongst our history students, but I don't know.
But I would have thought that there would be a certain amount of prestige to having an archaeology department. But anyway, we got Nick Lucchetti out of Williamsburg to do archaeology at the site. Found some very interesting stuff. Found the basement of the place fairly well intact. Mm-hmm. It was 4 feet underground. But anyway, that's the site there that I've created another organization called the Central Virginia Historic Preservation Foundation so that it won't get confused with Paul Green. I want to be clear with people who are in the poll.